Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which is about a category of people called the mukhlisin, the sincere ones. This shouldn't be confused with another category of people called the mukhlasin, those who have been made sincere by God. That's a higher class of people altogether. We don't want to get into the discussion about who they are and why they're higher than this group that we're talking about today. But we just want to remind our listeners not to confuse these two with one another. Imam Sadiq said the following to Mufaddal ibn Saleh, one of his companions. Verily Allah has servants who sincerely engage in transaction with Him in secrecy. Meaning they act sincerely, they perform worship sincerely for God in secrecy so that nobody can understand what they're doing. So Allah gives them from His pure reward and goodness. For they are the ones who will come on the day of resurrection with their book of deeds empty. And when they stand in front of Allah, their books will be filled with the secrets that they had with Him. So these people, these sincere people, when they come on the day of resurrection, their books of deeds will be empty. And when they come in front of Allah and come in front of God, suddenly their books will be filled with the secrets that they had with God. You probably are wondering, why would their books be empty? Something similar, a similar question came in the mind of this person the Imam was speaking to. This person named Mufaddal, he asked the Imam, he said, I asked, O my master, why will their books be empty? The Imam replied to this question in the following way. Allah holds them in such high regard that He does not even want the guardian angels to be aware of what is between Him and them. Right? So these people are so sincere with Allah, right, that not even the angels know what's going on between them and Allah. You know, the worship that they perform for Allah. It's that secret. Allah likes this secrecy. They are His choicest and most sincere servants of God, and because of that, just like God, they protected their worship and did not allow anybody to know about it, you know, because they didn't want to become proud about it. They didn't want, you know, to, God forbid, start expecting a reward from people for it, and so on and so forth. God Almighty in the hereafter kind of hides their acts of worship from the angels, right? It could be because maybe a person in the hereafter, when he witnesses the angels and their acts of worship, he might feel embarrassed about it. Or, you know, when he compares their ibadat with his own ibadat, or the ibadat of other people, he might be embarrassed about it for some other reason. God Almighty keeps these acts of worship hidden from these other beings, these angels or these higher beings, right? And in this way, He doesn't allow this kind of embarrassment to occur for the servant. This could be one reason for for why God hides it from these beings. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the sincere ones in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد